Now, if you're going to take on a going concern as opposed to start your own, wouldn't it make sense to think in terms of a franchise?
It can for some people, but not for everybody. Franchises can be wonderful businesses for numbers of people, but they're not for everybody. I mean, I don't believe that the true entrepreneur would succeed in a franchise environment, because the goal of a franchise and a properly run franchise is they provide you with a recipe that has worked in certain areas under certain conditions. Hasn't been bulletproof, but there's basically an operations manual, if you will, that has deemed to be successful to, you know, varying degrees in different locations. And it allows someone who either A, lacks the confidence or some of the experience or ability to get into their own business and have the plan laid out for them. But by no means does that guarantee success. Again, it is appropriate for certain people, but not for everybody. Entrepreneurs who are generally not great at taking orders are not going to be able to thrive in that environment, because you have to follow a set of rules and you can't deviate from those rules. And above everything else, the successful franchisors and the successful franchisees know that working for the banner and building the brand is ultimately what benefits everybody. But having said all that, I think the concept of a franchise and the way the model is structured and systems and policies and procedures in place and ways that certain actions are measured, I think is an absolutely phenomenal business model. And again, it is wonderful for a lot of people. What I have difficulty with is acquiring a new franchise, and I don't mean new that they're not in existence, but buying and building a new location for, you know, a sub place or a mail facility or a muffler shop, whatever it may be. I have a difficulty with somebody going in and throwing, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars at this new location that's going to be built, where the franchisor has done studies that saying, you know, if the traffic hits certain points and if this happens and if that happens and, you know, and if this happens, then you should be able to generate X, Y, or Z. That to me is nothing more than a startup with a tank full of gas. Nothing more than that.
So is there a way to enter the franchise field that's different from that then?
Yeah, there is. And that's a great question and something that I urge people to give great consideration to. I believe, again, if assuming that people are able to wrap their arms around the fact that franchises make sense for them, they're far better off to buy an existing franchise resale than having a new one built from the ground up with no history. Because by buying an existing franchise, you get all of the benefits that a franchise has to offer and marry all of the benefits that an existing business has to offer. And so you get the best of both worlds. You know, and I must tell you that there are tons of franchise resales available, and far more than anybody would even know. Even some of the franchisors dabble in selling their existing franchises because they never want to see either a location close or someone not want to do well, and they want to see, you know, their banner operating successfully at as many locations as possible. So there is a very, very large market for franchise resales, and clearly to me, someone who's made the decision that a franchise environment makes sense for them, then they are far better off to go after an existing franchise than start one from nothing.
Well, let me ask you what may be a naive question here. Why would so many of these either businesses, small businesses, or franchise operations be for sale if they're succeeding? I mean, surely if someone's got a flourishing money-making operation, wouldn't they just want to keep it and go on coining in the cash?
I don't know. I've sold 9 of my businesses and 7 of them were making a lot of money. So people have all kinds of reasons for selling. Now, certainly there are some businesses that aren't doing well and they're put on the market. And typically speaking, those are the ones that don't sell or shouldn't sell, or they are sold to someone who hasn't done their homework and is going to more often than not wind up with a big problem on their hands.